That's Rod Stewart at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East, and this is Coffee Talk for Monday. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is Brother's Day. Your brother may have tormented you as a child and on at least one occasion locked you in a room filled with snakes or farts, but today we celebrate him anyway. Did you know 80% of Americans have at least one brother or sister? It's also Scavenger Hunt Day, invented back in the 30s by New York socialite named Elsa Maxwell. She created them as a party gag for the rich and famous. Hunters would go out in search of crazy and sometimes illegal experiences like punching a cop in the face or terrorizing goats at a petting zoo. These days, people search for random stuff like acorns, feathers, and other stuff in their backyard. It's also National Escargot Day. Escargot is the French word for snail. It's also what they call it when you cook shelled snails with garlic, butter, and wine. They're a great source of protein, iron, and magnesium. But first, you gotta get over the fact that, you know, you're eating snails. Want a date? Get a shot. A survey found that more than 50% of Gen Zers will only go on dates with people who have been vaccinated. And Tinder wants to help with that. They've teamed up with the White House to help members find a vaccination site near them. Members can also add stickers to their profile like I'm vaccinated or vaccines save lives. And from June 2nd through July 4th, members who add a sticker to their profile will get a free super like. Other dating apps including Bumble, Hinge, Match, OkCupid, BLK, Crispa, Plenty of Fish, and Badoo are also participating in the vaccine promotion. Lots of people plan to get in touch with nature this summer. According to a new survey, being inside for so long has people yearning to spend time in the great outdoors. So where's everybody going? 51% said they want to drive to the nearest lake or river, 49% want to go to a national monument, and 47% want to visit a state park. And no surprise here, camping, swimming, and fishing were the top things people wanted to do when they get to the great outdoors. And no, you're not the only one sweating more than usual. In much of the country, May is feeling like July or August. Almost a month before official summer, over a dozen heat records are being set. Record temps are moving south for today and tomorrow. We could be seeing our first 100-degree reading of the year in Georgia. Then by the middle part of the week, the high temp records will move to the northeast. 70% of the West is covered in drought, though. It is the driest it's been in 127 years. That's Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.